It was a terrible image with a head of gold, arms and chest of silver, belly and thighs of brass, legs of iron, and feet of iron and clay. The image, according to Daniel, foretold a succession of earthly kingdoms that would precede the kingdom of God. As Matthias explained, the last kingdom, the feet of iron and clay, was the American Republic. The United States, he said, had promised union, freedom, and equal rights, but in fact produced political and religious confusion, a nightmare world where the wicked spirit separated what God had joined and joined what God had split apart. Now, however, the first resurrection prophesied by Daniel was at hand. The spirits of the fathers that had been cut down were waking up, Matthias warned, and it was time to get out of Babylon. Such rambling exegesis had worked on others, particularly on Matthias's chief follower, the now-deceased New York merchant and Christian reformer Elijah Pearson, and on Pearson's womanish Christian friends. It worked less well on Joseph Smith. The prophet Joseph told his visitor that he did not understand his remarks about the resurrection of the spirits of the fathers that had been cut down. According to Joseph's scribe, the Jewish minister replied that, quote, he did not feel impressed by the spirit to